USA News. I'm Dave Collins. A Florida woman who was barricaded in a hospital room is facing first-degree murder charges after shooting and killing her terminally ill husband. The victim, Jerry Gillen, was planning to commit suicide inside the Daytona Beach hospital room, but didn't have the strength. His wife, Ellen, shot him once in the head before barricading herself in the room. The SWAT team used a flash bang device to distract her. She was taken into custody. No one else was injured. President Biden and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy will discuss the debt ceiling.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy immediately pretty much responding on Twitter to that invitation about a meeting at the White House, saying, quote, President Biden, I accept your invitation to sit and discuss a responsible debt ceiling increase to address irresponsible government spending.
Capitol Hill reporter Julie Serkin. Earlier, the president had said he was not going to negotiate with Republicans on raising the debt ceiling. The $31.4 trillion debt ceiling increase is all about money Congress has already approved. I'm John Schaefer.
Tourist entry to iconic Inca site Machu Picchu is now suspended due to the ongoing unrest in Peru. Julie Ryan has more.
Officials made the announcement Saturday saying visitors who have a ticket for January 21st or later can claim a refund for up to 1 month after the end of protests. Nationwide protests left 30 people injured this week and over 10 people were arrested in the city of Puno as things turned violent. Peru is seeing some of its worst political violence in recent memory as protesters call for new elections.
Lisa Marie Presley will be laid to rest at Graceland tomorrow.
Fans tell NBC News they wouldn't miss the moment for anything.
When Elvis died, I was 15 years old, and I remembered the impact of that. When I found out that Lisa Marie passed away, it was like, I need to be there.
Fans will be able to view the gravesite following the memorial service. I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Military officials are confirming the death of a former Navy SEAL in Ukraine. The U.S. Navy says it's unclear why Daniel Swift was in the Eastern Europe country, which is at war with Russia. Swift was a special warfare operator who had been listed as an active deserter since 2019. He was last stationed in Coronado, California. An Illinois judge is granting a temporary restraining order to keep a new gun control law from being enforced. About 800 lawsuits against Illinois' new ban on assault weapons was filed in state and federal courts. Opponents claim it violates their Second Amendment rights. Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin's sudden cardiac arrest on an NFL field recently has raised awareness about how to do CPR.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin continues to recover from a heart scare earlier this month. Medics restarted his heart during a game, and his story has prompted calls for across-the-country CPR certification.
Every 90 seconds, another patient has a sudden cardiac arrest. We have to be aware that this is pretty common.
Dr. Denise Sorrentino of the Iowa Heart Center says every adult should learn CPR as well as how to use a defibrillator. I'm Tim Berg.
Illegal crossings at the U.S. southern border are hitting record levels. Customs and Border Protection said it stopped more than a quarter of a million migrants along the Mexican border in December alone. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.